This episode contains graphic descriptions of crime scenes which may be disturbing to some listeners.
APB Cold Case is celebrating the 4th of July holiday this week, so instead of one single case, we're sharing a special preview of several episodes coming up this season. But first, this July 4th, 2024, is the 36th anniversary of the brutal murder of a beautiful young woman from Saratoga Springs, New York. Pam DeVizio was out celebrating with friends at a local tavern in the downtown bar district.
She was last seen going out the front door, walking out, and then walking towards a direction where you would have thought she was heading back to her apartment. She lived not far from the bar in downtown Saratoga.
But Pam never made it home.
But on July 6th of 1988, right around 10 a.m., a truck driver driving on a back road in the town of Northumberland saw a dog down in a ditch and running around. So he was starting to slow, and the dog looked up in the direction. He could see blood in the snout, and then he was able to see the body.
This case might not be cold for long. Police say they have a promising lead. Listen to the details in episode 26, Final Footsteps. Now, stay tuned for a special preview.
This is APB Cold Case. Here's your host, former police chief Mark Spahn.
Here are some of the stories we're working on. In 1980, two young Marines stationed on the island of Oahu set out for a night of adventure in one of the most beautiful places in the world. But when dawn broke, a gruesome crime scene was revealed. Who could have overpowered two Marines, and why were they murdered in such a brutal way?
And so it would have taken a bit of effort to control him. And if there's two Marines, you know what Marines are like. They would have had to have some type, either forced numbers or something that would overcome them.
He'd been asking me the night before if I wanted to go with him, and I thought, holy cow, had I gone with him and had the events followed as they did, that could have been me. Until the details came out, everybody was just shocked. It's just like, that really happened? But when we saw it on TV, the reality did set in, like, wow.
Well, it pisses me off to no extent because, here's Rocky, 17 years old. Somebody took his life. Well, I'm 63 now. I lived my whole life, and he got robbed of that, and nobody's had to pay for it.
You'll hear more about this story in an episode called The K-Bay Killings. Another cold case we're working on is the murder of a teenager in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania in 1979. She's home alone, talking to a friend on the phone when she hears a knock at the door. She tells the friend she has to go. The next day, her brother finds her, lying in a pool of blood on the kitchen floor. There's no sign of a robbery and no sexual assault. Who killed her and why?
In Unit 160, he was actually the first guy in the scene that went around the deck and saw her. If you go up the driveway, there's like a carport that's sort of like, you can drive the car under, there's a door right there. And that's how you go into the house. And you go up the steps, and it's kind of built on a hillside. The complainant was on the kitchen floor, face down, with a large knife in her right side.
6 months later, her brother dies in a strange accident. Some think he was being silenced, but by who? You can hear more of this story in the upcoming episode, Someone's at the Door. And in our coldest case yet, the story of a country doctor in New Hampshire who, on one dark night, goes out to milk his cow.
Initial reports in the newspaper said he was drowned because he was found in the cistern, but that was not correct. He was dead before he went into the water. His neck was broken, but he had also been beaten. He had scars on his head. The ropes were still around his neck when they found his body, and it was clear that they had been pulled with enough force to break his neck. So that's what did him in.
It's a story filled with intrigue and unbelievable suspects.
It's more a case of ruling out suspects. And this is just my opinion that with all that happened to Mr. Dean, it seemed to be more likely that it was involved several people. Of course, in the very beginning, it was thought that Mr. Dean committed suicide. But as one of the townspeople so eloquently put, he'd have to be pretty smart, that Mr. Dean, to knock himself over the head, strangle himself, tie himself up, and wrap himself in the blanket and put himself down the cistern and close the cover afterwards.
And even though this case is over 100 years old, many items of physical evidence from the original investigation exist to this day, and people are still looking for answers, searching for justice.
But he was a good man. He was a patriotic man. Everybody loved him, and a great injustice was done to him, and I thought, you know, the fact that it happened 100 years ago doesn't matter.
This cold case from 1918 has more evidence and documentation than many of the modern-day cases we've seen. Learn more in the upcoming episode, Silenced. And finally, we want to tell you about the case of two missing teens from the Florida Keys from 1974. We're piecing together a number of interesting leads, including the boyfriend who had recently broken up with one of the girls.
She was going through some hard times. That night, she was had an argument with her boyfriend, and they were breaking up. And so I don't know, you know, what happened then. He's very sketchy.
Another lead comes from the shocking story revealed by a man who describes how his own father murdered two girls in 1974. Is he telling the truth?
And the description of those two girls matched almost to a T. Kind of eerie. He'd also mentioned that it wasn't the first time that he had done these type of things, because this just seems too strong of a coincidence to not kind of look for deeper into, I should say.
Or could a violent motorcycle gang that was in the area at the time be involved? What about the discovery of skeletal remains not far from where our missing girls were last seen? Are they connected to the case? Find out this season in the episode called Missing in Marathon. Be sure to join us next week for another episode of APB Cold Case. And catch up on the episodes you may have missed. Go to apbcoldcase.com. And you can find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform.
Thanks for listening to APB Cold Case. Tell us about your cold case at apbcoldcase@spawngroup.com. APB Cold Case is an original Spawn Group production.